Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you prepare for the Arkansas game.
I thought we played well. I thought we played hard. I think that we're explosive and consistent. Looking forward to playing Arkansas.
First question is going to come from Chip Howard of KZNE.
Are you with us?
Yeah, go ahead, Chip.
I am.
Okay, thanks, Mike. The question was, after getting such a big win to open the season, everybody's been telling your players all week how great they are. Do you have to do anything differently this week during practice to refocus them for this game?
You just try to reinforce the importance of being focused. You know, I think, and we have tried to reinforce that. We haven't changed the, you know, the whole process or routine, though.
So this is, you've been in a bunch of different conferences, and it seems like every time you show up with your offense, there are people kind of surprised at the success that you've had. Does that amuse you sometimes?
I don't think about it very much. I guess it surprises me sometimes, but I feel like we have good coaches, good players, and everybody working together. I think that's, you know, that's all pretty solid, you know.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Next is Bob Hull, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Arkansas AD and I guess Associate AD and some other folks, you know, came there to talk to you last year about the Arkansas job when you were still Washington State. I was wondering what you remember about that and kind of what you think of the Arkansas program and what kind of interest you had in that job at the time.
I have the utmost respect for the University of Arkansas. I don't have anything to any conversations that we may have had or between us. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, and you guys had, I think it was 7 sacks last week. I think it was 6 different guys had at least half a sack. What's the key to having so many different guys get sacks in a game like that against LSU?
I don't know if there's any key. I thought we played hard. I did think we tried to keep them off balance with pressure coming from a bunch of different directions. And I'm just glad some of them got home because LSU's really explosive.
Thanks.
All right.
Next is Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Speaking to KJ Costello last night, he spoke a little bit about just how his last season at Stanford was disappointing because of all the injuries he went through, and then obviously you guys hooked up and met, and it kind of rekindled his love of football to battle through those injuries and rehab. And he compared you to his old high school coach because you're both kind of old school. I guess, can you kind of describe the relationship and how that all began with KJ and where it kind of stands today?
That's good. I mean, I see him all the time. I coach the quarterbacks. We have quite a lot of dialogue every day. I guess most of it is sitting by the film, and I'm running the remote. I talk with him quite a lot. But you know, I mean, the thing is if you're going to be any good, it's a partnership. It's not just a, you know, you don't just send memos or something. I mean, it's a partnership, and we discuss and talk about the best way to, you know, achieve certain things with plays, and constant kind of give and take and exchange. So there is that. That happens every day.
You know, a lot of folks always want to compare quarterbacks and everything. You've had some amazing quarterbacks, obviously, but how does KJ kind of stand up there with all those other greats you've had?
it's off to a great start. I mean, this is probably as good a start as any of them have had. So he's off to a good start, and you know, but it's how many times you can do it in a row and how consistent you are. But I do think the ultimate thing that you want out of your quarterback is to elevate the play of the players around him. And I think KJ does a really good job of that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Mike, I'm wondering what your evaluation is of the Arkansas offensive personnel and team.
I think they're good. I think they've got explosive guys. I think that kind of tough and nasty on the O-line. You know, some of those guys I remember from before, just high school in general recruiting, but no, I think they're good.
Next is John Hoover of Sports Illustrated.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'm working on a story about head coaches who also call their own plays as offensive coordinators and what kind of challenges that could present. I believe you've always called your own plays. Has that evolved for you over the years? Do you find yourself delegating or taking suggestions more now than you used to?
Well, there's no suggestions. I mean, you know, as an offensive and then it's going through the games on the head, but talking about what might be best. Best way to do it.
So who all still calls their play? I don't know. It's not a huge list. I cover Lincoln Riley, so that's the one I'm kind of curious about. I'm curious if you've ever shared any information with him about that phenomenon, or if you maybe offered some advice to him over the years about how to do both at the same time.
With Lincoln?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he worked for me for like 8 years.
No, I know that, but talking about doing both the head coach and the coordinator since he's been the last three and a half years, if you've had any experience with it.
Not a lot, not nearly, maybe a little bit past it. But, you know, when he worked for me, you know, he had two roles. This starts to clear back to what he was a student assistant and a GA and a full-time guy. He was my pretty much he knew how I did it as well as anybody that there was. You know, he was right there. Like, if I was in a meeting, he was in a meeting. And, you know, and I get taken up from stuff, or if something crossed my mind, I would sit here, look at this, research that. One time I even had him, I had to do a whole research thing on Sid Gilman. Wanted to know all about Sid Gilman. So I said, he was pretty good on the computer. He looked all over the computer to find out all he could about Sid Gilman. And then, of course, he became the youngest offensive assistant defender. He did a very good job. And then, with regard to calling plays, so we talked back and forth on that on the headphones. So, I would say as far as how I went about it, he probably had the closest look and the longest look at it. So, but you know, we text a little sometimes, or we're in the same place. We'll hang up and talk.
Yeah. What's the hardest part about doing both?
Just time. If I've had it coaching the coach. If you're coordinating a couple plays and you're the head coach, it's too big of a job. I mean, it's too big of a job. withdraw yourself from it and you're not coordinating or coaching your position, then I don't think you feel involved enough. It's too little of a job. I think we'd all like to get that middle field. That's not, you know, that neutral place where it's perfect. And that's kind of your thing. It's either harder than you'd like or not enough.